Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, what's up, y'all? We got a great, great show for y'all tonight. Safety to Success, presented by Right Cypher Fuel Arrester. In my opinion, we have the number one fuel safety device in racing. Check us out online at the website I built at RightCypherFuelArresterLLC.com. Place your orders with us today. If you are safety-minded and fuel safety is a really big importance to you, then please hit me up. I'd be glad to show you our fuel arrester and tell you all about it. And it's made in the USA, no Chinese garbage. It's a great product. You can check it out online on our website, of course, RightCypherFuelArresterLLC.com, and our Facebook at RightCypherFuelArrester. And I just updated our flyer recently. Y'all check out our new updated flyer. And we'll have more videos and pictures loaded to our website soon. So hopefully I'd love to earn your business. So please give me a holler. My phone number is listed on the website and our Facebook page. So we got an awesome show tonight. We got Rodney Wing, the owner of House of Hook, Why Not Motorsports Park, calling in. And we also have Cameron Goldsworthy. Cameron may get to call in from Sonoya Raceway tonight. They're racing their local classes. The big race got rained out this weekend at Sonoya, but they are getting their local classes in tonight, which is cool. So shout out to Sonoya Raceway. And so let's see. I believe we got Rodney on the line here. Hello there.
Yeah, I'm on here.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. How are you, man?
Man, I'm doing dang near skippy. Can't beat it.
Good deal.
So, one cool thing is, so y'all have a huge race coming up, the Street Stop World Championships. You want to talk about that?
Oh, yeah. This is the first time we're having this deal at Why Not, and a lot of money on the line. And talked to Shannon earlier. We have about 70 street stocks already pre-entered into this deal, and it looks like it's going to be a real good one.
Wow, that is awesome. That is cool because Why Not is no doubt one of the premier tracks in Mississippi, and I live an hour and 18 minutes away, so I just love coming there, and y'all should have a lot of cars that weekend.
Yeah, well, good deal. We love having you guys, and these street stocks have really turned out a lot for us, and looks like it's going to be another good one for us. So we're really excited about it.
So you be racing the street stock?
No, I'm not going to race myself. I used to race them every now and then, and I still love doing it. It's best if I don't do it. Why not? You know, since I pay the tech man and I fix the track and I do all that, you know, it's kind of, everybody thinks I'm cheating if I do good. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't care one bit if you raced it. If you won, that just shows me that you had the better car, that you did everything legal by the book, because I know you're legal and I know you wouldn't do nothing cheap. So I think it'd be cool.
Yeah,
which I understand why you don't, you know.
So anyway, and not saying I could win. There's some really good guys out there, man. It's tough. I mean, there's some real good cars, and so it sometimes you know, we have won some of those races like that, but it definitely wouldn't be no given for sure. There's some really, really good guys out there.
Ain't no doubt. And I'm sure, so what's the furthest away driver you have pre-entered?
You know, I really don't know. We'd have to ask Shannon on that. He's the one been keeping, getting all the entries and stuff in and stuff. But I know it's a broad range of drivers, you know, from all over the place that's registering. I'm not sure what the furthest one away is at this point.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, he mentioned he was at his son's graduation the night from the police academy. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's neat.
So shout out to his son and all the policemen and servicemen out there for doing what they do.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So what all classes y'all have that weekend? Just street stocks only or other classes too?
No, we're running street stocks and factor stocks both Friday and Saturday night. But on Friday night, we'll run open wheel modifieds and enduro cars, and we'll run their whole show on Friday night and be done. And then on Saturday night, we'll run the Sportsman 602 late models and then the 604 late models on Saturday night and run their whole show there. So
wow.
That's those guys, like I said, like I just mentioned, they'll just run on one night, you know, each. You know, they'll run, those others are on Friday night, and then the late model 602 and 604 will be on Saturday night. So, and then the factory stocks and the street stocks are the only ones running two nights.
Well, that's cool. Y'all should have a lot of factory stocks.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so for sure. I think it's paying $3,000 to win in factory stock. So normally they really they don't race for a whole lot of money. So they'll like that for sure.
Well, I tell you what, my buddy Warren Perkins is supposed to have his car ready, and he's gonna come all the way from Bay Minette to come race with y'all. Hopefully he'll have his ready. So I encourage all the Alabama drivers, Florida drivers, to come all the way to the House of Hook because it's gonna be hooked up.
Yeah, for sure.
So I love watching the enduro class. I think that's awesome. And if I ever get me a race car, it's going to be a Stinger four-cylinder car and use it for an enduro too. And I think y'all got an awesome thing going with that enduro class. And I'm sure y'all have had a lot of cars there this season too.
Yeah, we try to – that deal we just kind of started this year. Just, you know, we have that Chatty Brady Wing enduro race at New Year's Day. Actually, we have a party on New Year's Eve night, and we race on New Year's Day with the Chatty Brady Wing race every year. And it's turned into being a real big deal for us. And so we hadn't been having very many of the hot shot cars over the past several years with the open hot shot rules, you know, where they let them really soup them up. And so we just decided to let them all run and do like the enduro rules where it lets the rear wheel drives and the front wheel drives and just any car that anybody's got that's not that's pretty much stock can run in it pretty much. So it as long as it's not, you know, turbocharged and all that stuff, you know, it's got or all wheel drive. It's just gotta be a front wheel drive or rear wheel drive, and it kind of opens up the door for the lower budget. Teams to get put together and drag an old car out from the backyard or something other like that and be able to run and just let everybody be able to race.
Well, I tell you what, I love that class. And out of all the races I go to, and let me tell you, I go to a lot every year. And then I just got asked to be the announcer at Tri-County, so I'm the announcer over there now. But the cool thing, out of all the races I go to, the Shady Brady Wing 200 is no doubt the best race I've ever been to. As far as I've never seen anything like it. If anybody wants something that's rated R for redneck, or as Chris says, rated R for racing, then that is the race of races to go to. Because, I mean, I was there the year Spencer Hughes won it. And I'll never forget, he come up in victory lane with Johnny Brady, and it started flooding. And I got my victory lane picture just as soon as the rain was coming down. That's the coolest picture.
Yeah, I remember that when it rained real bad there. But yeah, that was fun, and that race has been fun every time. So we look forward to that. Johnny Brady, he really does a good job putting it together, making it fun, and it's a fun event for sure.
And I've been telling Ike, because I've been telling Ike, I said, as soon as I get me a car, I'm going to enter that Chevy Brady Wing 200. It's just so much fun just to watch it as a fan. I can't imagine how y'all drivers feel, because I know you ran in it, and I'm sure you had a blast.
Oh, yeah. My car keeps breaking down every time, but I'm gonna, one of these days I'm gonna get me a car that'll make it to the end. But, it's definitely fun. My sister rode with me the first time, and then my wife rode with me the last time, but we didn't get to make but a few laps each time before I ended up tearing it up some kind of way.
Well, that's some buzzard luck. Either, and I mean, I don't know if Johnny Brady put a hex on that car or what, but
yeah. But Billy, my buddy that works for me up here at the shop, he forgot to tighten the transmission lines up last year, and it threw them off and burnt my transmission up before the race even started.
Ooh,
man,
that
I wanted
was expensive.
To kill him. Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't blame you. I bet he was mad that day.
Yeah, he's standing over here listening to me. It's the reason I'm giving him a hard time.
Oh, that's awesome. I think you're going to have to put him in timeout next year and make sure he don't touch the car.
Exactly. I'm gonna break his fingers if he touches the car next year.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep.
So what is... Okay, so everybody needs to go out to the Chevy Brady Wing 200. It's on New Year's Day. It's the best endurance race you'll ever go to. 100 laps in one direction and 100 laps in the other direction. And let me tell you, y'all can watch all my previous videos I got from the last 2 years, and you'll see how much fun it is. And I think y'all had like 70-something cars last time and finished with like 20.
Yeah, it was a good mini finish.
So what are the dates on the Street Stock World Championship?
It's not this weekend, but next weekend. So what's that, like the 18th? Let me look at that.
Yeah,
I think the 18th.
I believe it.
Yeah.
So
17th and 18th is Friday and Saturday night.
Okay.
So hopefully
cool.
Hopefully the weather will hold out good for us, and it'll be a good one.
I do, too, because this weekend somebody made like an Indian and did a rain dance because they're calling for 70% rain down my way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which
we hadn't.
It's fine for this weekend as long as it's not next weekend.
Yeah, that's right, for sure.
So,
yeah.
So y'all had a pretty good season at Why Not this year, didn't you?
Oh yeah, yeah. So far, it's been a really good one. We didn't have too many rainouts, and we were able to get most all of them in. And everything went good. The track,
well, that's
track
great.
Seemed to hold up real good. We put new dirt on it. Dirt was getting real thin by the end of the year, and we put new dirt on it after the Street Stock Nationals, and it did real good for the Fall Classic. So. We're looking forward to that.
Oh,
too.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So do you happen to know your champions right offhand for each class?
I don't. You put me on the spot there. I don't know.
That's
it's
okay.
On my
that's
race
okay.
pass, though. It's on my race pass, though, for sure, on the Facebook page. I mean, on the website at whynotmotorsportspark.com.
Yeah, I'm going to look at my race pass. But, yeah, I encourage everybody to go to my race pass and follow Why Not Motorsports Park on my race pass. And a lot of people don't know this about my race pass, but one of the cool things is, like, for drivers, most drivers don't know this, but when you go to my race pass and you look at a driver, it'll show a blank picture by their name. But if a driver goes in there and updates their profile, they can post a picture of them in their car. And they can post all their stats, like their hometown, where they're from. They can update a lot of that information, and I think that's a cool feature. a lot of people don't know about.
Yeah, I know. I still don't have a picture by mine. I got to figure out how to do that. I want to fix mine up, but I know a lot of people do that, and it's really neat. But that My Race Pass is really, really handy deal. You can go and look at all the times, you know, somebody ran in a race, or, you know, and compare your times to the, you know, to somebody else's times and all that type of thing, you know, and it's really neat. You can even go back. We were at Magnolia racing this past weekend, and somebody was asking something about what happened last year, and I couldn't remember, so I just went on My Race Pass, and there it was. You could see every lap time, every finish, everything right there in the palm of your hand. So it's a really handy deal to keep up with things, for sure.
I agree. I think it's one of the best racing apps. Of course, I use My Race Pass, and then, I play Dirt Tracking 2, the Dirt Track game, and I wish the guys at Dirt Tracking 2 would scan Why Not Motorsports Park into the game. That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I'm looking at your champions here. Crate Racing 602, late model sportsman. You got Randy Boyd with 306 points. He won the championship. And then Bailey Callahan from Weir, Mississippi, finished second with 294. So congratulations, Randy. Randy's a legend. I've been watching him race a long time. Casey Haney won by landslide in the 604s. That's great, 294 points. Shelby Shitty, Street Sox. Golly, he smashed second place, 408. And Courtney Passman had 202 points for second. Wow. And Chris Reeves, Factory Stocks, 334 points. Wayne Metters from Morton had 322 points. That was close. Of course, Open Wheel Modified, Robert Cassada, 362 points. 226 for Rusty Harrison for second. I hate Robert lost his house, but the positive thing is Robert won the championship at Why Not, so that's something good to look at. And then...
Well, sure, that didn't make up for that, bless his heart, but at least had to be.
I know. He just can't catch a break, can he?
I know. That was a tough deal. I hated to hear that.
I can't even imagine what he's going through. If I see his post on Facebook, and I'm like, man... And I got to make sure and keep saying some prayers. So y'all pray, y'all make sure and keep praying for Robert that he gets a house built. Wow, y'all had, and it even lists on here, I didn't even realize, the Southern Outlaw Midgets, it lists them for points. Timothy Thrash won that, 50 points. Neil Baggett won the Super Late Models at 76 points. And then, okay, so here's your Enduro. So Doug Todd from Meridian, 414 points, and I guess David Todd's brother finished second with 400 points, so that's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
That Enduro class, man. So I'm looking at this. 26 cars total have raced for points at least one race or another at Why Not. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yep, that's a neat deal.
So, okay, one quick thing before I get you off here. So you mentioned y'all were doing some work at your church tonight.
Yeah, my wife, she's got into being the decorator for everything up there. So she gets all these grand ideas of how to make something look, and then she wants me to come help her make it happen. So we've been up there rigging stuff up, hanging stuff from the ceiling and stuff. But
well, that's cool. That's cool that. You get involved in your local church, because one thing I try to do on this podcast is try to put God first in everything. So that's pretty cool that you go to church and you're a Christian. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. We got to do that.
Yeah, because, I mean, without God, we got nothing, you know. Without him, we have no racetrack. We have no this, that, you know.
For sure. Absolutely.
You got any? So you got anybody you want to shout out? Any sponsors or anything?
Well, just everybody that helps us keep the thing going. I hate to start naming names because I know I'll miss a lot of them. But I know on this particular race coming up, you know, the World Championship. You know, Jackson and Industries is a big sponsor that's really helping put up some of that money to make it be the $12,000 to win. And so we really like to thank them and all the guys that help us week in, week out, put this show on and keep the track rolling. It takes a whole takes a whole lot of people to a lot of selfless people volunteering and whatnot to help keep it going. It takes every one of them. So we really appreciate everybody. And thanks for putting this little deal on and having a podcast to help out dirt racing. We appreciate what you do as well, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And anytime you want to call in on a show, every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central.
Okay, bud. Have a good one, man. Thank y'all for having me.
All right. Appreciate you calling in. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Awesome, y'all. So that was Rodney Wayne, the owner of the House of Hook, Why Not Motorsports Park. Let me tell you, that track is hooked up. I'm so glad Rodney called in. He's a super good dude, man. I love going to Why Not. I hadn't been there a lot this year. I've been so busy helping Mother and Jamie with his racing and stuff. And then now I'm the announcer at Tri-County Speedway. So I'm definitely going to have to go to some more races next year at Why Not. But I do plan on coming to this race. I hope to be there Saturday for the big race, factory stops, free stops. So y'all be sure and go on out, support Rodney, tell him Southern Dirt Track Report sent you, tell him Jared sent you with Race Safe for Fuel Arrester. And I think it's a great track. Shout out Chris Creighton, Race Chat Live. Chris Creighton is the announcer at the House of Hook, Why Not Motorsports Park. And a shout out to Shannon Ayers. So we mentioned Shannon earlier, so y'all congratulate him. His son's graduating from the police academy tonight, so salute to his son. I salute all law enforcement officers, and, so, shout out to him, and shout out to our troops. I proudly support the troops, police officers, fire department, EMTs, just basically first responders, and our troops. Shout them out. And so, if anybody else would like to call into the show, looks like I may not be able to get Cameron on the show. He is live at the racetrack. He's helping Dalton Cook with his super late model program. And Dalton's on the pole. Shout out Dalton Cook. That's pretty cool, man. But Cameron's over there at Sonoya Raceway this weekend in Sonoya, Georgia. And Sonoya's big race got rained out this weekend for Friday and Saturday, but they are racing their local classes tonight. So y'all be sure to go to Sonoya Raceway's Facebook, check out their website, and I hope they have a great show tonight with the local classes, because I was watching their announcer earlier. He was live on Facebook, and he was talking about how they had their local classes racing for big money tonight. So the good thing is they're getting those in, but the sad thing is they're not going to be able to run the big race this weekend due to the rain. But the good thing is that they are at least getting to race one night, and this is their final race of the season at Sonoya Raceway. Y'all be sure and support them. And let's see, what other topics we got to talk about? So Cameron's real busy. Let's see. They're running us pretty quick out here. Let's see what I mean. All right, that's okay, Cameron. He's busy, so I understand if he can't call in, so that's understandable. just laughing at a post. So y'all be sure and check us out on Race Safe and Fuel Arrester on Facebook. And, of course, this show is presented by Race Safe and Fuel Arrester. So shout out to Robbie for doing this and presented by Race Safe Fuel Arrester. And I got to give a shout out to Jason McMillan with the 110 Sports Nation. Shout out to Jason for doing this podcast for me. He didn't have to, so that's really great. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then, of course, give a shout out to my buddy Artie Schick at the Southern Dirt Track Report. That's my dude right there. Me and Artie go way back. And hopefully I'll be able to make that race at Why Not that Saturday. I'm going to be videoing the races. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And y'all be sure to go watch the Open Wheel Modifieds that Friday night at Why Not Motorsports Park. Open Wheel Modifieds, of course, the other classes, the Enduro class, they're racing that night. So that'll be fun. And who knows? I may get off early enough to go watch that. I don't know. Depends. But yeah, that's Friday night, and then Saturday night, of course, they got the big program, three stocks, factory stocks, and of course, I think Rodney said 604 is a 602 sportsman, so that's cool. And that enduro class is awesome, y'all. And shout out to Johnny Brady. Brady's hitting an air for running the Shady Brady Wing 200, and he puts that on every year with the help of Rodney and the track, and it's just a great race. Johnny Brady is a good dude, man, and shout him out too. And I want to try to have at least one more show this year. And next Thursday, I want to try to have one more show. And what I want to do is have a champions show. And I want to have champions, whether it's from Tri-County, whether it's Deep South, why not? I want to have some champion drivers call in that won the championship in their classes and call in and talk about your championship season at your track. I definitely want to get one from at least Tri-County because that's where I'm the announcer at now. And maybe I'll get Kayla Gassner on here, Kayla and her husband, Adam Gassner at Gassner Construction LLC. Maybe get them on because I know they loved it when they came on the first time. She was nervous. She was nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs, but hey, she did pretty good. And then after a few Chuck Norris jokes, they both just started laughing and telling Chuck Norris jokes. It was great. Great, great podcast when they came on. And speaking of Chuck Norris, did y'all know that Chuck Norris can hit you so hard your blood will bleed? Or the newest one, Chuck Norris can gargle peanut butter. I love telling Chuck Norris jokes because I'm a huge Chuck Norris fan. I done been to the websites. They're about seen all of them. The ones I don't like are the perverted jokes that ain't clean. I love the clean ones. But if you like a good laugh, Chuck Norris jokes are the way to go. And speaking of Chuck Norris jokes, so Scott Sessions told me one night at Northwest Florida Speedway, he loves my Chuck Norris jokes, I tell him. And then Scott Sessions was like, he told me, he said, hey, did you know that Chuck Norris can win a super late model race in a go-kart? He made that one up on the fly, and if I'd laughed any harder, I believe I'd peed my pants. And let's see, one last one to get my audience laughing is Chuck Norris can do a wheelie on a unicycle. That's a bad dude right there. Oh, boy. So it's almost at the end of the season, or it is the end of the season, really. Race Cat Live just ended their show last week after the championship race at Phoenix. And so I want to try to do at least one more show. To be honest with you, yeah, I could keep going. I love doing this stuff, but I'm going to be doing coon hunting pretty soon with my ministry, Coon Hunters Outdoors Ministries. You can look me up on Facebook at Coon Hunters Outdoors Ministries. I'm going to be doing a lot of coon hunting pretty soon on Thursdays and Fridays, so that's going to kind of kill my time with this. But I will be back next season. You best believe it, because I told Jason the other day, I'm very appreciative of this show, and I will be back. And if anybody wants to call in before I end the show tonight, the call-in number is 718-664-9861. Number again is 718-664-9861. And if you want to talk local racing, asphalt, dirt, racing, safety, call in. But just don't have no vulgar language and no cuss words on here because I will not tolerate it. Man, there's so many things safety-wise we could talk about. Gloves, I wish tracks would make it mandatory drivers wear gloves. And I know Mr. Jeff Clark feels the same way. And then I wish there's so many things that needs to be mandatory in racing as far as safety that should be. It's not. Gloves is one of them, definitely. Because, you know, and the number one excuse you hear, well, I can't pull my tire out. Like, well, what? Man, you can do it. You can find a way to do it where you don't have to, you know, you can find a way to bend your tear offs where you can pull them with a glove. That's just an excuse. If just like my buddy Daniel Sullivan, his dad Tim, I know I've mentioned that before. I'm gonna mention it again. I don't care how many times I gotta mention it. It's my show, so I just beat a dead horse to death, I guess. But one of the things Mr. Tim told me, and I won't ever forget it, he said, "Man, that's just an excuse when they say that." He said, "The way I do it in my racing," and he races, he's raced a modified a lot, and he's been racing for years. And one of the things he said was, he's like, "Look," he said, I can peel my tear offs, just bend them just enough to where I can pull them off my gloves, and I don't have a single bit of problem getting them tear offs off of my gloves." And you know it, and he's right. You can do it like that, but some people don't do that. I can't grip my steering wheel, or I can't pull my tear. Man, that's just an excuse. When you get burnt and your hands, don't come to me. The first thing you know what? Jay was right. Mr. Tim was right, or so-and-so was right. I should have listened to him. Oh, too late now. I ain't going to pay you bills when you get burnt. And I don't know. People just don't take safety serious. You'd be surprised how many times I hear excuses of not to buy a safety product, whether it's gloves, fuel arrestor, anything safety-wise. They will come up with all kinds of excuses. Now, it's one thing, you know, if you ain't got the budget for it, that's understandable, whatever. But so much stuff out there, safety can save your life in racing. Don't skip on safety. You know, I mean, how many times have you seen a driver where all they focus on is more horsepower, going fast, getting the expensive this, expensive that? They just skip on safety. It's a one layer racing suit that ain't going to protect you from much, if anything, or no gloves, or putting cheap stuff on your race car. Now, I understand drivers got to do what they got to do, you know, as far as the budget goes, but save you a little money. It doesn't hurt to spend a little extra on a good safety product, in my opinion. I ain't trying to tell nobody what to do. I'm just saying, in my opinion, you want a good safety product in your race car and your racing. You want to be able to go home to your family and say, "Hey, I'm okay." You know, if you get in a wreck and you get hurt, and you don't have safety gear or good safety gear, either one, then your family's gonna have to feel that hurt. And what if there's been times where drivers, take Dale Earnhardt for instance, Dale Earnhardt got killed at Daytona. And I recorded it. I cried and cried because I was a Dale Earnhardt fan. But if Dale Earnhardt hadn't died that day, the Hans device would not be mandatory in NASCAR. And then I know people look at it and say, "Oh, that thing's expensive," or "I'm claustrophobic," you know. It doesn't matter. I mean, if you're looking to, okay, how can I put this? So safety, when you look at something like the Hans device, you have to say, well, what's more important, my life or, you know, so, hey, it's only however much a Hans device is. I'm like a Vamp neck brace, for instance. Vamp, their neck brace is basically the same thing as a Hans device, made a little different, but it does the same thing. Kind of, you know, protects your neck from getting snapped in the event of an accident. So here's a good example, like a Vamp neck brace is $400. And you buy that Vamp neck brace, and it can save your life. I mean, if it makes you claustrophobic, then you'll just have to deal with it. Because if it saves your life and you come home to your family and you're okay, and that's what's more important, you know, like the fuel arrestor, for instance. So our fuel arrestor for the 16 to 22 gallon fuel cell starts out at, let's see, $399. So basically around $400, which is the same price of a Vamp neck brace. So if somebody's willing to buy a Vamp neck brace to help protect them from their neck getting snapped, surely somebody would buy a fuel arrestor to help keep them from getting in a fuel fire and catching fire, because who knows? I mean, I've inherited at least 6-7 different people that I know personally have told me that they race, and they tell me, they say, look, fuel fires are what scares me. The number one thing that scares me in racing is getting burned up in a fuel fire. And, you know, it's time to start taking stuff like that serious. Instead of coming up with excuses, you know, think about your family, think about your friends, think about everybody that's going to be affected around you. If you was to get hurt, you didn't have this safety gear, you know. And like the fuel arrestor, for instance, you can look on our Facebook and scroll way back. You can see dozens and dozens of stories and videos of drivers catching fire. And then, of course, one of the things I hear about the fuel arrestor is, well, that was in the front of the car. That was that wasn't fuel. That wasn't this. That wasn't that. So, whoa, wait a second now. Just because the fuel arrestor is our main product, that does not mean that's all we make. We make a fuel arrestor to fit your fuel pump. We make a fuel arrestor that goes around your battery to prevent your battery from exploding. In case it explodes, you don't want to get battery acid on you, because how many people do you know can afford a $400 to $500 Optima gel battery? You know, not everybody can afford a nice battery like that. So if you have a regular conventional battery from the auto parts store, then you want to get this fuel arrestor, in my opinion, get it and put it around your battery to prevent it from exploding. Because you can ask Mr. Kevin Saucier. He was at Deep South this year, and I've mentioned this story dozens of times, and I have to because I witnessed it. And then, of course, I work with RaceX Fuel Arrestors, so I'm trying to get our product out there. And so, you know, I watched Mr. Kevin's battery explode in his car. I didn't find out till later when I went and talked to him in the pits that that's what happened, was his battery exploded. And so we make a fuel arrestor to fit around your battery because you don't want to have what happened to him. Happened at Deep South. That was pretty scary. And his factory stopped. And thank the Lord, he was okay. It wasn't no worse, but it was a big fireball when that battery did explode. And, you know, if it can happen to him, it can happen to anybody. Don't be one of those stupid people say, oh, this won't happen to me. This won't happen to me. The ones who don't take safety serious are the ones who get hurt. The ones who joke about it. The ones who say, oh, I don't need this. I don't need that. And then when they get hurt, say, well, maybe I should listen to somebody. Well, too late now. And like in another product we make with the fuel arrestor is we make the fuel sleeving that goes around your fuel hose. And we can, if you want it to go all the way to the front of your race car, or if you want it to go halfway, whatever, we can make it as long as you want it. You just let us know what size fuel hose you have, the dimensions of your fuel hose, and we can make a fuel wrap to fit it. And in my opinion, it's best to get one that goes all the way in front of the car. That way, you know, that's another thing. And then, of course, the one with the fuel pump, and make it, too, in case your fuel pump explodes. Because if you look at our flyer on our Facebook page, or RaceX Fuel Arrestor, and I just put it on our website, too. And so on our new flyer I made, I added what all products we make to the flyer. And then the pictures I added are from Deep South Speedway in 2021 when I was there. So everybody knows that I'm a photographer and I video races also for the Southern Dirt Track Report. So in 2021, I was still taking photography pictures. And I took some pictures of a Stinger driver. I don't remember his name, but he was coming off the racetrack and his car exploded on the front of the car. And what it was, his fuel pump exploded and fuel was spewing everywhere in the front of the car. And my friend Dustin Cox with the Stapleton Volunteer Fire Department was one of the firefighters on the scene with, and I don't remember the other guys that were on the scene with the fire department, but Dustin was one of the ones I remember. And Dustin was in front of the car with the fire hose, and they were trying to put the fire out, and the driver got out of the car, but that was a big blaze. And then they finally got the fire out, and because there's fuel in that car, it spiked up again. And big blaze came up and almost hit Dustin in the face. Like he told me when that fireball exploded again, it come up and almost hit him in the face directly. And he told me how scary that was. And so I got the pictures of that happening and the pictures of them putting the fire out. So go check them pictures out. It's pretty scary. just because it's in the front of the motor don't mean we don't make a product that will not help prevent a fuel fire like that. Because when that fuel pump exploded, man, that was a big fire on that stereo car. And they eventually got the fire out for a second time. It never blazed back up. But that just goes to show you anything can happen. And then another thing we talked about is like sprint cars. Of course, we can do one for sprint cars. Like methanol and all these fuels you can't really see, but you can smell it and it burns. It burns showing up. That's a silent killer right there, what I call it. Because any kind of race fuel, the fuel arrester will suck up the race fuel. And well, we're down to 7:41. Don't have another caller calling in, so Cameron, of course, is busy. I don't know if Robbie is listening or not, but if you're listening, Robbie, it'd be cool if Robbie called in. But I don't know if he's listening or not. But if anybody wants to call in to the show and talk safety and their local racing, don't matter where you live, as long as you talk safety and local racing. Or if you want to talk about Jesus, you call in. If you want to talk about God and Jesus, hey, I'm a Christian, so I try to put God and Jesus first in everything I do. So if you want to talk about that, read a Bible verse, whatever, you call in. The number to call in is 718-664-9861 is the number to call in. Got a little bit left in the show. I really appreciate Rodney Wayne, the owner of the House of Hook, calling in. He's a good dude. I think the world of him and, of course, Chris Creighton and then Shannon Ayers over at Why Not. So I'm excited, man. I hope I get to go there and video the races. I think it's going to be awesome. And hopefully they get me a new video camera soon where I can get my video quality updated for next season. And I thought about something cool. So since I'm going to be the announcer at Tri-County, if the video camera I end up getting, I'm going to get a small tripod. I'm going to keep my big one, but I'm going to use it and take the races. And because I like my big one, that thing is awesome. But if I get me a small one I can put on the desk at Tri-County, I will be able to film the races at Tri-County and announce at the same time. I'll see how I can do that. That way I can get those videos out there so the supporters group on Southern Dirt Track Report supporters join today for $4.99 a month. That's where all of our videos go, is in our supporters group. So it's been a great season. And I don't know, trying to see if I can reach out to somebody to call in. I don't guess we're getting close to the end of the show here, because I usually try to go an hour. Sometimes I have gone over an hour, especially when special callers call in. I miss Donald Parker. Oh, speaking of Donald Parker, I'll be sure and say a prayer for Donald Parker and his brother Ernie and the rest of their family. They lost Mama Parker this week. She passed away at the hospital. So, I'll be sure and pray for them. I know Mr. Donald's taking it pretty hard and the rest of them are. So, when I was at the Hattiesburg Speedway, that last race, when I was there, I seen Mama Parker. I've never actually talked to her, but the few races I've been to, I knew she was there. And that one, I've seen her. She was sitting up front talking with an elderly fella, like a military veteran, up front at the ticket booth as everybody walked in. And she was just talking. They were greeting fans and stuff. And I think that was cool because everybody recognizes Mama Parker that goes to Hattiesburg pretty regular. And she was a pretty big deal to everybody at the racetrack. So y'all be sure to say a prayer for all the Parkers. And before I get off the show, I want to talk about my announcing at Tri-County Speedway. So for those who don't know, I'm the announcer at Tri-County Speedway. And I'm just going to kind of talk about myself for a change. I usually don't put myself in the spotlight, but I kind of want to this time. I really, really enjoyed being the announcer at Tri-County Speedway. I want to thank Isaiah Day for asking me to be the announcer at Tri-County Speedway, because I've been praying. I've been praying a lot for the work situation, and then praying that God, whatever God provides next. But then it finally hit me one day. I was like, you know what? I mean, it's great that I'm praying for that, but I also need to pray that God prepares me for what's next. And so I started praying that, and I prayed and prayed that, and then boom, one night out of the blue, Isaiah just messaged me, and he said, hey, I love your racing videos, and he said, how'd you like to be the announcer at Tri-County? I was floored, because he had asked me before, but I had to turn it down. This has been several years ago, and I turned it down for a good reason. And then, but this time I said, you know what? I'm not going to turn this opportunity down. So God blessed me with him reaching out to me as the announcer. I was like, okay. And so he enjoyed my racing videos, and I got to give a shout out to him and Miss Marilyn Day, his mom, and of course Joshua Day, his brother, and then Chuck, Miss Marilyn's husband, who owns a racetrack. Got to give a shout out to the Day family, just their whole entire family, super awesome people. So I got to announce the race on the 21st, when we had our Halloween ride. We had the hayride at the racetrack, which is pretty cool. And we had several tractors and pickup trucks, and we had the trailers, and the kids hopped on the trailers, and they rode around in the pits, and all the drivers passed out candy to all the kids. So that was really cool. And of course, my buddy Jamie Mazingo, got to shout him and Jacob Gregory out. They came on the show last week, and they was in their pits, and they were passing out candy as the kids come by. And so that was my first night announcing. And Jamie mentioned so funny story we talked about last week, is how there was an announcer at a racetrack that they raced at, and the announcer, every other word he would say that would come out of his mouth was, wow, wow, woohoo, or wow. And Jamie said that got so annoying hearing that. And he told me, he's like, before you start announcing, he's like, look, I'm going to give you some advice. He's like, don't say wow. Please do not say wow. And then so he told me, he said, now if you want me to, he said, I'll come down there during intermission. And after I'm done with my race, and I'll, you know, coach you through some things, whatever. No, he didn't need to. I've been announcing these videos for so long, announcing my videos that I do, kind of like the, you know, pros do on TV. I've been announcing them so long, it just came so easy to me to do that. And, you know, God blessed me with that ability to be able to do that. And he didn't even come up there. He didn't even need to. And he takes me before before halftime. No, it was before the races. He said, all right, now, I don't remember the exact words, it's in my phone, but he said, all right, now, don't do no woo-hoos and don't do no wows, a little less woo-hoos and less wows. That's what he told me. Yeah, it was during halftime, intermission, because he had heard me talk earlier, and he was telling me how impressed he was, and then he texted me and said, look, a little less woo-hoos and a little less wows, and we'll be great. And I ain't gonna lie, I had to catch myself a few times. I told him I had to catch myself a few times from saying wow or whatever. And so that was hilarious, pretty funny. And then ended the night on a good positive note. I did really, really good. And just from listening to the former announcer, Michael, and then all these other announcers, just listening to them, how they do it. You know, I was able to, you know, put that towards what I do too, and it helped. And so shout out to Michael. He was a former announcer. I met him this past weekend up there. He's a pastor, and he's also a football announcer for the Flemington Hurricanes, I believe. So shout out to Michael. I appreciate you with the encouragement you gave me of how good you thought I did. And I had several people come up to me. I had a fan come up to me. He said, "Hey, you're the announcer?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, I was the one that commented on y'all's Facebook post." And I thought, "Oh, okay, well, appreciate it." And he thanked me. "I really enjoyed the way you announced. I just enjoyed it." And so I had Shep Lucas. I had a whole bunch of people, the Cartwrights, Miss Sissy Cartwright. Oh, my goodness, she, super awesome lady. She told me that 2 days, or actually all 3 nights, she told me how good I did. And that was really cool hearing that from her and Shep Lucas and all these others. I really appreciate it. There's so many good people in racing down this way. And then the fans were giving good feedback to Miss Marilyn and everybody at Tri-County how good I did. That's super cool, y'all. All glory to God on that. It wasn't nothing I did. It was all the ability God gave me and he blessed me with, and I was able to put that towards, you know, and who knows, this may lead to something something full-time down the road. Who knows? All I know is I'm going to keep praying that God has in store for me what's next. And maybe I can sell some fuel arresters before the end of the year. That would really mean a lot to me if I could sell some fuel arresters before the end of the year. And if I could sell fuel arresters full-time, oh, my goodness, that would be awesome. And if you've got a racing series that would love to make to talk about the fuel arrester, maybe get it in your series, let us know. All right, me and Robbie and can have a talk about it. Let's discuss it because we'd appreciate your business. And we're going back to Tri-County Speedway. I just enjoyed it so much working with the days, and it was just so easy and effortless. And one of the things I laughed so hard at Shep Lucas was talking about that Friday night, Saturday night, because we raced Saturday and Sunday. And that Saturday night, Shep told me Sunday, I think it was Sunday he told me this. He said, "One of the things I like," and it may have been one I said the 21st, I can't remember which night it was. It was one of those three nights. But he said, "I was over here in the pits, and I appreciate you announcing," because he said, "You know the drivers, and you know what you're talking about, and you can keep the fans entertained." And I was sitting there working on a race car. I couldn't even watch the races because we was getting Dale's car ready. And he said, "Next thing I know, I hear you yell out, 'Holy cow crap, Batman.'" And he said he lost it. He said everybody started laughing. He said, I knew you had said something about Batman, and I thought it was the funniest thing. I love being random. I love being funny. And I'll say that a lot. I'll be like, "Holy cow crap, Batman, save us all," or whatever, or "Holy smokes, Batman." And just little funny little quotes like that get people laughing. And so that was cool to hear all the feedback. So I appreciate everybody that told me thank you. And shout out to my friend Eddie Ritchie with Turn One Photos. And then also got to give a shout out to David Kranick at Impact Zone Photos. Appreciate what David said to me about how good I was doing. I appreciate that. Man, David's a friend of mine. I thank the world of him. And, of course, shout out to Fast Two Photos. Can't remember her name. I always forget it. She was taking photos there, too. But huge shout out to Mr. Eddie Ritchie, though. That's my dude, man. I asked him because he came up to Tri-County. It was his first time ever coming there. And it was that Sunday, for the Sunday race. And I asked him, I said, "Hey, can you get some pictures of me during intermission?" I text him, and he's like, "What they gonna do at intermission?" Because he's never been there before. And I said, "Well, they're gonna be doing the championship trophies, and I'll be announcing the winners." So he got about 14 pictures of me with all the championship winners, and that's super cool, super cool. Because you know, to be a old redneck from a little town, a redneck folks from Grove Hill. You know, that's a big deal to do something like that. Maybe small to some people, but that's huge to me because, you know, where I live, there's 1,400 rednecks and other folks where I live. So, you know, that's a big deal to be asked to be an announcer of a racetrack. And, shoot, I love Tri-County Speedway, man. I love big tracks. My dream is to go to 1 mile racetrack, half mile racetrack. Those are my dreams. Big to go to some really, really big racetracks. That'd be cool to go to some of those. And I love Tri County Speedway, man. We're 3/8 mile. Got a little banking to it and good racing surface. And we had a great night of racing the other night. But the cool thing besides Mr. Eddie taking my pictures was Miss Marilyn. I got her and I was able to meet my mom and dad. My mom and dad got to come to the races. So that was really huge. And I love my mom and dad. So they got to come that Sunday and I got my picture made with them. So I went by Steve Drugs and Grove Hill and got a whole bunch of pictures printed out from their photo kiosk. And it's so much better to do business with a small business like City Drugs and go into some liberal-owned large conglomerate company like Walmart or Walgreens that don't care about your local people. They just see you as a number. They don't see you as a name. I just can't stand companies like that. But shout out to City Drugs, Grove Hill. They're local owned by a family out of Linden, I believe. And they own two drug stores. And of course, they got Mr. Allen working at the Grove Hill store because he used to own Medicine Chest. So they're just great people. And they got a photo kiosk in there. And you can go in there and get your photos printed off. You can get CDs made of your photos. And it's the neatest machine because you can plug your phone up to it. You can plug your memory card up to it, whatever kind of memory card you got. Or you can use the machine's Wi-Fi and transfer your pictures to the machine. And you can print off any kind of size photo you want, which is cool. So that's where I got my pictures from. And I got one really huge one of me, my dad, my mom. I'm going to make me a frame out of wood. And I'm going to use the wood frame to put my photo in. And my other favorite photo besides that was my all-time favorite. But my other favorite photo was the one of me interviewing Isaiah because he finished third in the 602 championship for the Crate Racing USA Sportsman over there. And, you know, one thing I like about Tri-County is they don't play favorites. And really, I don't believe in playing favorites, none of that stuff. And the days they don't play favorites over there, everybody's treated equal, treated fair. So if you hear somebody say something stupid like that they're playing favorites, they don't do that. Trust me. I'm there every weekend, and now I'm going to be there showing up every weekend now that I'm the announcer. And I can tell you, they're not that kind of people. They don't do that. They don't allow that. They don't allow cheating. So Tri-County Speedway is the place y'all want to race next year. We got five classes as of now, and hopefully I hope they bring the junior slingshots back on schedule. But they did bring the junior slingshots back this Sunday for the race. And my buddy Dougie Halford, his son broke. And then Dougie broke in his car, his pure stock. And you're talking about some buzzard look. Turns out Dougie's his axle broke on the front of his car. His wheel was towed in, so he couldn't get it fixed. So then Zachary broke on the slingshot. And the cool thing about the junior slingshots, like all these fat cars and drivers are so tight-knit that I'm sure he had several people help him thrash to get his son's car back out there. And Zachary won the race, which is cool. I think Sawyer Johnson finished second, so shout out to those kids. And Zachary won the slingshot championship up there at Northwest Florida Speedway. So shout out to Zachary Halford and Dougie and Amy and them, great, great friends of mine. And so that was cool. So maybe they'll get the junior slingshots. So if you don't know what the junior slingshots are, they're basically a little, kind of like a late model looking car, miniature car, but they run a Briggs & Stratton lawnmower motor and a two-barrel carburetor. Or excuse me, one barrel. They used to run a two-barrel. In my opinion, I like the two-barrel better because I like seeing how fast they can run. With a two-barrel on these cars, they run 60, 70 miles an hour easy on a big track. And with the one barrel, of course, most tracks went to the one barrel down here because they say it was safer for the kids. And so Tobias Slingshot is going to make some. But shout out to Rich Tobias and Tobias Slingshot. You look up Tobias Slingshot, look up. He's got several dealers across the U.S., but he's the only one that makes them. He's got the patent on them. Speedway Entertainment is one of the main dealers that sells the Tobias Slingshot. Or she can buy used ones around here. Somebody's going to use them for sale. And I think y'all need to get one for your kids. It's a great class. So before we get off the show, let's announce the winners we had at Tri County Speedway. D.G. Hawkins won both nights in the Iron Horse late model. That's the cheapest late model you can get into. An older chassis and basically a little pure stock motor. Pretty much is what you got in them Iron Horse late models. Cheapest late model you can get into. So D.G. Hawkins won the championship and won both nights of racing. So shout out D.G. Hawkins. And let's see, we had the pure stock. Fred Flintstone himself, or L.J. Falk, Larry Falk, won the pure stock championship. And the bounty race they had Saturday night. Oh, my goodness. Brandon Harris come over there in his son Landon's car. And Brandon spanked the field and won the bounty race for L.J. Falk. So he took that $500 because they had the bounty on L.J. And he took that $500 all the way to the bank. That was impressive. And then, of course, you had Wesley Holmes, Ethan Pickering, you know, up there in the top. And then Larry Falk was there at the end, just couldn't pull it in. Larry won the championship. And then Larry come back and won the second bounty they had on him Sunday night. Larry won that one. So shout out to Larry for winning that one. And then, of course, your late models, Dale Lucas won both nights. So shout out to Dale Lucas. And I think J.C. Wilson was your 602 Crate Racing USA champion. So shout out to J.C. Wilson, that Wilson Lumber Car. J.C. Wilson and Frank Wilson, good people. So shout them out. And then when the IMC modified both nights, and Greg Hopkins, he come back and kicked butt and took names that Saturday night in the IMC modified. I mean, he looked like he used to when he was winning every weekend. He looked just like he used to. And then Sunday night, Greg didn't look so good. I don't know what happened to the car, but he didn't look so good. I want to say LJ took it Sunday night. It was either LJ or, no, excuse me, my bad, William Bartlett. William Bartlett and that Ty Niehauser number 72 car. So I got to give a shout out to Ty Niehauser. He put up the money for the IMCA mods this weekend, discount towing out of Panama City. So if you need any tows around Panama City, be sure and hit up discount towing. And then of course, White's Tire and Auto and Towing sponsored also at Tri-County Speedway. So be sure and go to White's Tire in Flemington if you need any new tires, anything like that. And then I got to give a shout-out to Pepsi Bottling of Atmore, which is Pepsi's owned by Buffalo Rock. But, Pepsi Bottling of Atmore, they put up some sponsorships, so that was really, really cool to see. So thank you to Pepsi Bottling of Atmore for doing that awesome sponsorship that y'all put up. And then, of course, we had the Adam Gassner at Gassner Construction. He put up for the Bombers. So shout out to Adam Gassner at Gassner Construction. Look him up on Facebook at Gassner Construction. And then also we had TJ Paul with HP Graphics. He sponsored the numbers and the wraps, what he sponsored. And then of course we had Campbell over there at the machine shop. I can't remember the name of the, I think it was Campbell's Powder Coating out of Montgomery. I'm sorry, I'm going to butcher this. I don't have it in front of me. But I got to give Campbell a shout-out with his powder coating for the sponsorship. So if you need any powder coating done to your race car, to your frame, anything you need, go give Campbell a call. Look him up on Facebook. He's got a Facebook, I do believe. It's out of Montgomery, Alabama, so check him out. And I hope I'm not missing any other sponsors for Tri-County. But, yeah, that was a lot of fun, and it's hard to just think of content when you ain't got somebody calling in. I ain't gonna lie. Ooh, it's 8:05, so it's time to end the show. I'm tired and had a long day at work, so I'm gonna keep praying for them changes. Maybe God will keep revealing changes to me and what's coming up next for me. If y'all would, keep in prayer for me. And pray that they have some good racing this coming up weekend when they have the races at Why Not the 17th and 18th. So pray for Rodney and staff that they have some good racing. And pray for my buddy Artie. He could use some prayers. And especially that he gets his car fixed and going, or at least a better ride than the current car he's got. But y'all pray for Artie. Pray for my buddy Robbie that he gets back surgery. He needs back surgery pretty bad. His back's bothering him pretty bad. So y'all pray for Robbie. And if you got any prayer requests, reach out to me. You can reach out to me on Cooner's Outdoors Ministries also. I'll be glad to pray for you. And let me go to our website real quick and we'll read these Bible verses, then we're going to end the show. Let's see. I think I'm going to end the show because I started out with Levi Man. I'm going to end the show with some Rhett Walker Band. Hopefully he's not copyright. I don't think so, but we'll see. I'm going to play Rhett Walker Band in the show. All right, so first Bible verse is Psalms 4:8. In peace, I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Ooh, man, that's awesome. And then, of course, the other verse, I'm going to scroll to the end of our website. Isaiah 43:2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. Man, that just fits the fuel arrestor perfectly. And, excuse me. And, sorry about that. And let's see. Let me read one more Bible verse. And let's see. I love the YouVerse Bible app. It's so awesome. Let's see. View all. Let me go to my Bible photos. And I just passed my, there it is, Bible. Boom. There it is. Acts 20:24. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, task of testifying the good news of God's grace. Man, ain't God good? Ooh, that's so powerful. That's preaching right there. I tell you, God's blessed me so much. He blessed me with this new announcing job on the weekends at Tri-County Speedway. He just blessed me with a lot. And I got to say, God's good, man. And he answers prayers. He don't answer them on our time. He answers them on his time. And, you know, I had to learn that. You have to be patient. The Bible says pray without ceasing. Keep praying. Don't give up. I mean, just because something ain't happened for you in however many years or however long you've been waiting, don't mean it ain't going to happen. You just have to have faith. Faith the size of a mustard seed and keep praying. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. Because if God can answer my prayers with the new job situation, you know, I've got a job on the weekends now to help. That really helps a lot. And without God, without me praying to God and praying and praying and praying, you know, I wouldn't have got this job because you have to pray without ceasing. That means don't give up praying. You got to pray the same thing every day. But pray for something. Pray that God prepares you for what's next. Because if you get it and you ain't ready to handle it, then God's going to give it to you when he knows you're ready, when he thinks that he knows you can handle it. So just keep praying and pray to God helps you handle it. And so I ain't got another caller calling in, so appreciate Rodney Wayne calling in. And have fun this weekend, Cameron, or tonight, excuse me, because I rained out, but they're racing tonight. So that's awesome that him, and he's getting to work with, well, let me read his name real quick. He showed me the list. Dalton Cook. Yeah, Dalton Cook is on the pole for the late model qualifying at a lap time of 13.926. Wow, that's awesome. Brandon Overton. Ooh, big sexy Brandon Overton, second qualifying at 13.949. Wow, Dalton Cook shattered that. And, ooh, Will Harrington. Look at there, Will Harrington, 14.257. Joseph Brown's in fourth at 14.437. And that's at Sonoya. That's a live timing for qualifying. But sadly, they got rained out this weekend, so I don't know if they're going to make that race up or not. But check out Sonoya's race page. So I'm going to get off live here. I'm tired. But, God loves you. Jesus saves. And let's end the show with a good song from the Rhett Walker Band. This is a song called All Joy, No Stress. Talking about, if you listen close to the words, it's about having joy in your life, having all joy and no stress in your life. Keep happy. Find things that bring you joy and peace. And watch the music video of this song. Rhett Walker is my favorite. He's a Christian Southern rock artist. He's basically a redneck from down south, but he does Southern rock music, but he's Christian. Pretty cool. So check this song out.
I got that good new smile on my face. I got that feeling that the world can't erase. There ain't a single day I let go to waste. I got that good new smile on my face. I got that beat, beat, beating in my heart. I got that gospel song rocking in my car. A little light gonna get me through the dark. I got that beat, beat, beating in my heart. All joy, no stress.